the world is erupting with anger towards corrupt governments, towards genocide, towards the energy infrastructure shutdowns, and towards inflation and money printing. People all over the world are rising up. And there are so many examples of this. Of course, we just had, frankly, there were riots in France and protests in Germany. There'll be more protests in the United Kingdom. And right now in Pakistan, by the way, there are massive food lines because of food inflation reaching 35% per month. That's not a typo. 35% per month food inflation. Now, I ask you, if food inflation is 35% per month, how many months does it take for food prices to double? The answer is not three. You might think it's three, but no, it's actually somewhere between two and three. It's a little over 2 months is how long it takes. So food prices will double, let's say, four or five times this year in Pakistan. But let's just be conservative. Say it's only four times. So food prices will double four times this year. So let's say something that, I don't know, something that costs $10. It doubles the first time, it costs 20. Doubles the second time, it costs 40. Doubles the third time, it costs 80. Doubles the fourth time, it costs 160. So in 1 year, they're going to be paying 16 times more for food than what they had been paying. That's in 1 year. If this rate continues, and those are conservative numbers, it might be 20 times more. And so when you hear me say things like, oh, ground beef, a pound of ground beef in the U.S. might cost $25 or $50, it can happen so rapidly. It is happening in Pakistan. Something that costs $10 will cost $160. So, of course, in Pakistan, the average wage is not huge. It's not the lowest in the world by any means, but it's not the highest either. There are a lot of high-tech Pakistanis and engineers and so on, and physicians, but by and large, the overall wages there are not very high, which means that food inflation is going to hit the Pakistani people very, very hard. Very hard. And you're going to have an uprising, which in effect has already begun. Now, what are the specific causes behind the food price increase in Pakistan? Well, it's the same factors that are happening everywhere, just sort of amplified there. You've got crop failures. You've got cut off of supply chains. You've got money printing. You've got overregulation that's prohibiting production. And as you may recall, in Sri Lanka, they banned fertilizer. And then they had farming crop collapse. And then they had a societal collapse, just total collapse of society. Is this coming to Pakistan? Probably not that bad. But it's going to be, and people are going to get desperate very soon. And I'm here to tell you that this is going to spread. So you already have an energy collapse across Europe. And there's an attempt to have a food collapse in the United States via food sabotage. You've seen those attacks on the food centers. Now, the U.S. is a lot more resilient than, let's say, Pakistan in terms of food supply chains, or even the U.S. is far more resilient than any European country, by the way, in terms of food supply, energy supply, and so on. So it's going to take a lot longer and a lot more sabotage by the globalists to try to successfully take down, you know, in their view, that's a success, to take down America. And that's why you can still find groceries in the grocery store. That's why you can still purchase gasoline, for example. But the end of that is approaching. There will be a time in the not too distant future when you won't find food on the shelves in anywhere near the current inventory levels or varieties or even the affordability that you have right now. It is coming. It takes a while for this to ripple around the world, but it is absolutely coming. Now, on top of this, OPEC, and specifically Saudi Arabia, well, OPEC just cut oil production by 1 million barrels per day. This was a big surprise to those who don't know what's going on. Now, Saudi Arabia cut its oil production by 500,000 barrels per day. It's massive. It's huge. This is at a time when Joe Biden and the Western nations are trying to fight inflation, and they want to bring energy costs down. So they want the Saudis to pump more oil They want OPEC to increase production and make oil cheaper. But the Saudis, they now hate the Biden administration. I mean, who doesn't on the global stage, right? They hate the Biden administration, and far from increasing production, they are actually starting to cut production. And this is actually a weaponization of oil production to target the Biden regime and to, I believe, to try to get the Biden regime out of office and all of the anti-oil, green climate, left-wing cult lunatics out of power in Europe as well. So what you're going to see as a result of this cutting of oil production is massive inflation, increased cost of goods and services across the board, not only affecting food, which is very energy intensive because of farming and tractors and transportation, storage, distribution, and so on, but also it's going to affect everything in the economy, even, you know, corporate costs, transportation of raw materials for manufacturing, the cost of getting on an airplane and flying to have a corporate meeting, the cost of traveling for entertainment, you know, vacations, tourism, all of that will be impacted by this reduction in oil supply. This is all being done on purpose in order to cause inflation pain in the United States. And it looks to me like China and the Saudis and perhaps Russia, we'll see, are trying to cause a popular uprising in America, which is something that the U.S., the CIA, and the State Department often does to other countries around the world. You know, it's called like a color revolution. The CIA goes in and they fund an opposition group. They did this in Ukraine in 2014. They fund an opposition group to try to rise up and overthrow the current regime in power. Well, that playbook is being used against us right now, notably by China and now the Saudis. So China is pushing the culture wars against America. So that's through, you know, apps like TikTok and so on. China's pushing transgenderism, the LGBT agenda, wokeism and violence, mass mental illness across America's youth. That's what China is doing. Plus, of course, they're infiltrating the governor's offices and the Senate and the New York Times and academia and so on. There's massive push by China, whereas the Saudis are now taking a shot at the energy affordability because they know that Biden has slashed domestic energy production across America. And as a result of that, America has no energy redundancy. See, under Trump, we were exporting energy. We had so much oil. We had pipelines that were functioning. We were able to explore and drill and get more oil, and fracking was going on. And we were able to export oil. We were a net exporter of energy. Well, that reversed under Biden, because Biden and his controllers, some of whom include China and the CCP, by the way, want to destroy America. And one of the ways they plan to do that, that they are doing, is to sabotage the energy infrastructure, take down energy, hence the sabotage explosions, the acts of terrorism against the LNG port, against refineries, some of which have been shut down, explosions of energy, not just refineries, but distribution hubs and so on, and engineered shortages of diesel, lots of things. So that's all an act of war to try to bring America down. Well, the Saudis look at America right now and say, hey, wow, America has no domestic redundancy for the energy that they need. I mean, they can't meet the full demand. I'm not saying that America has no domestic energy. America actually has a massive amount of domestic energy, but it's not enough to meet the massive domestic demand. America needs to import some amount of energy now under Biden, and that would normally be oil from OPEC countries. Well, now they're cutting back. So the result is going to be a crisis in the Biden administration, another inflation crisis. The inflation crisis is going to force the Fed to probably attempt one more rate raise this year, maybe two more. But fighting inflation is being done by the Fed with rate increases. The rate increases are causing massive widespread insolvency in the banks and the cratering of the banks. I mean, the banks are going down because the Fed is raising rates and for things that we've discussed in other podcasts. Well, do not forget that the Saudis had invested in Credit Suisse. In fact, they own about 10% of the Credit Suisse bank. And as a result, the interest rate increases by the Fed, which caused this massive liquidity problem across Western banks, ended up hurting the Saudis, or I believe the Saudi National Bank was who owned shares of Credit Suisse. I think that's who it is. So the Saudis are getting hammered with billions, maybe tens of billions of dollars in losses in the financial sector because the Fed is at war, frankly, with euro dollars. And so the Saudis are at war with the petrodollar. And so the Saudis are trying to create more inflation in order to, I believe, force the Fed to raise its rates, which would also destroy the viability of the Biden administration and make it much more difficult for the Democrats to win re-election because the economy would be in a depression. And you probably already know this, I'm sure you do, but cheap energy lends itself to economic expansion. So does cheap money. So anytime energy is cheap and interest rates are low, economies will expand rather, dramatically. But on the other hand, when interest rates go up, and then when energy becomes more expensive, which will happen due to scarcity as the oil supply is cut, then you're going to have a sharp contraction in the economy. You're going to have a lot of financial losses. You're going to have businesses go under. You're going to have banks no longer loaning money. Basically, you're going to have a lot of asset destruction rippling through the system. So the proper way to see this, in my opinion, is as a war of attrition in a multipolar world where the United States has lost its dollar dominance and it is rapidly losing its petrodollar status, yet the United States, or I should say the Fed, is at war with the euro dollars and with the ECB. Saudis are at war with the United States. China is at war with the West, and the Saudis have partnered with China to increase this war against the United States, and it is a multifaceted, full-dimensional war. It's a culture war. It's an economic war. It's a kinetic war eventually. It's an information war. All these, all together. And then Russia is part of this war in many ways, but frankly, the Western nations declared war on Russia first by cutting Russia off from the SWIFT system and by trying to cut off Russia's energy exports, which hasn't really worked, by the way. Russia is still exporting energy, and the whole plan actually backfired against the West to where Western Europe now has had massive economic implosions and shutdowns and deindustrialization, which has left Western Europe with the inability to manufacture munitions that can be used to fight Russia in a war. So you are in World War III. I just want you to understand, you are in World War III, and the people are getting angry all over the world. There would be more famine, more food inflation, more uprisings and revolts. There are political players hard at work all across the world to try to destroy other enemy nations through any means necessary. The U.S. regime is totally focused on domestic censorship and tyranny and authoritarianism and oppressing the American people while fighting for, quote, trans rights. Give me a break. They don't believe in human rights. The leaders, the political leaders, they don't believe in free speech for the American people, by the way. They want to fight for trans freedom, but not American freedom. That's bizarre. But nevertheless, it appears to me that in this war, there are going to be many losers. For example, Western Europe will collapse. But I also believe that the United States of America, as we know it, the current American empire, will also collapse. Now, it is also possible that China could suffer a financial collapse because of the ripple effects of the bank failures of the Western banks. So China will not emerge unscathed by any means. But the United States is going to have the worst effects because the U.S. will suffer an energy collapse, a currency collapse, a credibility collapse, and the United States will lose the war with Russia and China, which will probably involve Taiwan at some point here as well. So things are going to get so incredibly dicey, difficult, chaotic, unpredictable. This is, you're going to go through hell. We all are with what's happening in the world. But you should expect energy to become increasingly scarce and expensive. And if there were ever a time to stock up on diesel fuel, this is the time. Stock up on diesel, get yourself a diesel tank, shift over to diesel vehicles if you haven't already. You know, diesel could become increasingly scarce. This is going to add cost to transportation of everything. Groceries, clothing, consumer goods, you know, automobile manufacturing, aerospace, medicine, you name it, everything, textiles, it's everything is going to get more expensive. Inflation is going to continue to go up from here. We're not looking at deflation of prices here, folks. Anybody talking about deflation, I'm sorry, I disagree with them strongly. Deflation of the currency, but inflation of prices, because they're cutting energy. And energy is what makes everything cheaper. When you don't have cheap energy, you don't have cheap goods. Inflation is going to rear its ugly head. And this is another case also for gold and silver, by the way. Gold and silver beat inflation. They hold value even when the currencies, the dollars, are losing value. And don't forget that our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. And on that page, you can see a really outdated picture of me from 15, 20 years ago. I got to update that picture. But that's what I used to look like before all this crap hit the fan. In any case, metalswithmike.com takes you to Treasure Island and they show you the real-time pricing. You should always get competitive pricing online. Don't call people if they won't show you prices on their website. That's my advice. Get pricing before you call people to get gold and silver. But if it's right for you, check it out. Do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor, et cetera, et cetera. There's price risk in gold and silver, obviously, but there's all kinds of price risk in holding dollars. There's price risk in food and groceries and energy and diesel fuel. So just keep all that in mind. That's massive price risk. So hard times coming, folks. Get prepared. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.